This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers.
We will never abandon the legendary Dan Baker, who is joining us now. Dan, always a pleasure, my friend. First of all, how are you doing?
Speaking of legends, Steve Jones!
Yeah.
I'm doing fine, and boy, our Phillies are really doing well, Steve. I think they have a really good chance to go far in postseason play.
They got
that they get there, but our chances are pretty good.
Well, they got Alec Bohm back yesterday. What does that additional bat mean in this Phillies lineup, Dan?
Well, it meant a whole lot, Steve. Alec was one of the top RBI guys in the league. He was leading the league in doubles with 44 when he was injured 14 days ago. And, you know, he's protection for, you know, a Bryce Harper. Usually hits fourth behind Bryce Harper and in front of Nick Castellanos, let's say. And, you know, the Phillies have a number of good veteran bats. Bohm is really coming to his own, Steve, this year. By the way, was that Todd singing when I first came on?
I think it was. I think so. Yeah, I think that was Todd singing when you came on, Dan. It's you know, he's just a happy camper.
Hey, I see the Nittany Lions are off to another good start. Congratulations.
Well, good start. They're 2-0. They've got Kent State this week. They'll play four straight Saturdays coming up. Kent State, Illinois, UCLA, and then we'll go out to the Coliseum for USC before the next bye week. So it's a good start. It's what you hope for. And then with you, now the team's on the road. I've talked to you about the mechanics of your job because I think people find it fascinating. Do you keep score of the game, you know, with all the traffic you have to handle? Do you keep score of your own scorecard in the game?
Yes, I do, Steve. Remember, my job is not as difficult as yours with play-by-play, where you're talking all of the time and need to be correct with all the statistics that you use. I'm just announcing each batter as he comes to the plate. Any defensive substitutions or pitching changes. But that scorecard helps me keep my place and know where in the batting order a particular substitution needs to be made, you know, things like that. So it's very helpful. You know, it's funny, Steve, it's something that a lot of us guys have done since Little League Baseball, those of us who've played that, which I think is most of the male population.
Yes.
And then, you know, through early teen leagues and late teen leagues, and in my case, it was the Camden County Pony League and later the Garden State League. And, you know, very enjoyable. But, you know, I kept score of a lot of Little League games, and even when I wasn't playing, I kept score of other games, and I actually would go up to the press box at our Little League field in Mount Ephraim and run the scoreboard sometimes, or, you know, it was just a lot of fun, and you don't have to be a rocket scientist to do it, but you do need to be focused, and you must be accurate, and so it's been fun all this while, and geez, I used it in high school, Steve. I used it in college. I've used it professionally. And isn't it something that you learn as a kid can benefit you your whole life?
No question, because I tell my broadcasting class that on the baseball side of it, that scorebook is the single most important tool that you have at your disposal in the game. I said it gives you all the reference points where you can make notes, but at the same time, when you need to refer to it, I tell them all the time, it's the most important tool that they have at their disposal.
It certainly is. You hit the nail on the head.
Well, I finally got one right in class. There you go.
I know you've got a lot more than that right, Steve. You have one of the most exciting voices in sports.
Oh, thank you. Well, I have an exciting
matter
job.
Matter of fact, if I'm going through the radio, it's and just looking around the dial for different games and so forth. When I hear your exciting voice on the call, I know that's Penn State right there. And, you know, your voice is so identified with the Nittany Lions, and you have a gift.
Oh, well, so do you. You have a tremendous gift that Philadelphians have cherished for decades. Now, I want to ask you, here's the next part. Do you keep all your scorecards, or do you throw them out when you're done?
I throw them out when I'm done.
There you go.
Oh, boy, would I have a lot of scorecards. I think for the Phillies alone, I've probably done approximately 4,250 games. Not just the home games.
I know. Oh, I know, because they're at the Brewers tonight, so you're not doing that one. But, geez, 4,000, that's amazing. Probably in your house they're glad you threw them out.
Oh, I could. Think so. However, I have a lot of other things. I'm sitting in my den now, Steve, and I'm surrounded by my wife's and my memorabilia collection, and a whole bunch of photos, some autographs, some not, bats, and baseballs autographed, and quite a few famous athletes adorn my walls, and I enjoy that. But what I've saved, is, of course, scorecards are only a piece of paper. So all this other stuff, I'm upstairs, and we converted our fourth bedroom to a den. 40 years ago, and my wife said, "No, don't take anybody upstairs," because it's a lot of things are piled around. See, one time, everything was really neat, I think people enjoy it, but nobody sees it. I'm donating it to my alma mater, Rowan University. That's where I went to undergraduate school in Glassboro, New Jersey. It was then called Glassboro State College. Yeah. And that way somebody will see them, because nobody ever sees these. And I think if I'm not improperly patting myself on the back, it's a pretty good collection.
Oh, I'm sure it's a great collection. I'll give you a great collector's moment. The legendary Ernie Harwell had done the Tigers, of course, for years. Well, they got to the point where they're going to tear down Tiger Stadium and they're building Comerica Park. So they told Ernie, "Hey, is there something here that you want? We want to make sure you get first dibs on it." He says, "Yeah." He says, "I'd like the toilet in the visitors' clubhouse." They went, "What? You want the what?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "Think of all the Hall of Famers over the years that have used that." So he got it. And he obviously had it completely cleaned out and everything. He turned it into a planter for his wife.
Oh, my heavens. I never heard that story. Yeah. That's a good one.
That's what he did with it. Hey, Dan, stretch run for this team. What do you think of the pitching? We'll start with the starting pitching. Because, look, if you're going to have four good starters in the playoffs, you can take care of business. Do you like where their starting pitching is?
Well, if everybody says Zach Wheeler is either the best or the second best starting pitcher in the league. It's between him and Sale, right now for the Cy Young Award, I would say. Aaron Nola is dependable. He gives you, 200 innings every year, and usually is among the league leaders in strikeouts. I think he's a notch below Wheeler. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Ranger Suarez was elected to the All-Star team this year. In fact, the Phillies had five pitchers selected and a couple of relievers as well, Jeff Hoffman and Matt Strom. Ranger's velocity is down. He usually has excellent control, changes speeds well, and usually throws mid-90s, you know, for his fastball. Right. But he's been down around 90-91 since he came back from about on the injured list. Yeah. And his last several outings have not been great, at least of the All-Star caliber that we saw the first half of 2024. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to work his way, you know, back toward that level, but he's not quite there yet. Now, on the other hand, Christopher Sanchez has been such a pleasant surprise. He was yesterday's starter, and he only gave up the one run, a Tyrone Taylor home run. He's pitching very well. He's among the earned run average leaders. He has 10 wins. He didn't get the win yesterday. He didn't get the loss either, the Phillies came from behind to overtake that 1-0 Mets lead late in the game. But I think those four give you a real good shot. We've really struggled for a fifth starter this year between Taiwan Walker and, you know, some AAA call-ups. Although Taiwan Walker had a very good relief outing in Saturday's game and played a key part in that Phillies come-from-behind win. But of course, in postseason, you usually don't go to your fifth starter.
That's right.
So I think, and then the Phillies are much improved defensively. They have one of the top offenses in the league, and they have a shot at home field advantage throughout the playoffs, including the World Series, which they lead in those departments as of today. And, you know, we've only got a couple of weeks left. So if they can hold on, you know, the division winners with the two best records, they get a bye in that wild card round.
Right.
And right now that's the Phillies and Dodgers. And the Brewers aren't too far behind. I think they're maybe four behind the Phillies. Dodgers, I think, are two. And so if the Phillies can hold on to one of the top two or maybe even the top one, you know, they can have home field advantage right throughout. And with the way Citizens Bank Park is jumping, I mean, it's loud. It's exciting. Yeah. Yeah. And I think it does give the Phillies a home field advantage.
So then I'll get to the bullpen part, and that would be Hoffman, Kirkring, Matt Strom, and then there's Jose Alvarado. What do you think about that bullpen? Can they do enough to pitch the last two or possibly three innings of a game and win it?
Yes, Steve, they can. And Jose Alvarado looks like he's back on track. Mm-hmm. He was on the injured list. In fact, he took a leave of absence for some personal issues a couple of weeks back. And at the time, he wasn't pitching that well. But since he's returned, he looks like the old Jose Alvarado, and he's really good. I mean, he can get up to 100 miles per hour, and he's got a wicked cutter that drops down in the zone and below the strike zone. He's really tough on left-handed batters. Of course, he's a left-hander. And then at the trade deadline, the Phillies acquired Carlos Estevez from the Angels.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they had to give up a couple of pretty good pitching prospects. But Estevez has done a very good job, and he is the closer. Up till Estevez's arrival, Phillies manager Rob Thompson, who's done an amazing job, there wasn't one designated closer. Hoffman probably got that save opportunity as much as anybody, and maybe Alvarado right behind him. But, Strom could save it if need be, and now but Estevez has established himself as the closer. I think the bullpen's in good shape, and Jose Ruiz, who pitched well again yesterday, another scoreless inning, has been a pleasant surprise.
Always a true pleasure and an honor to have you on the show, my friend. You continue to do marvelous, marvelous work to delight the great fans at Citizens Bank Park. You are a fabric of what makes the experience there special. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve, and keep up your great work with the Penn State Nittany Lions.
See, that's how you announce it like that. That's how a pro does it. Dan, thank you.
Thanks, Steve, and thank you, Todd.
And that's the legendary Dan Baker. Doesn't get any better than Dan. We'll come back, wrap it up in a moment. And, you okay with all the buttons there? I'm a little concerned.
We'll find out when we come back.
It's always a mystery on this show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is having their fall kickoff blitz. Savings of up to $12,416 and financing as low as 0%. Score a great deal on the award-winning 2024 Ford Bronco Sport, and SMC has 18 in stock, priced from as low as $29,965. Sunbury Motors is going to give you a Hail Mary of a deal on over 50 2024 Ford Escapes, priced as low as $27,915. Plus, get 1.9% financing for 60 months. SMC is the Hall of Fame of Ford F-150s, with 35 available, with discounts of over $12,000. And they are slashed to the lowest price of the season, starting at only $48,859. Don't let the play clock run out on these awesome deals, as the final drive of savings ends Monday, September 30th. Sunbury Motors is a fifth-generation Ford dealer, proudly owned by the Mertz family for over a century.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.